Chapter 10. The Influence of Cultural Factors on Attitudes to Health and Illness. Olga Fedortsev, Emilia Berbella, Vladimir Jivak, Ivan Horbachevsky. Ternopil National Medical University of the Ministry of Health of Ukraine, Ukraine. Health is so superior to all other goods that a healthy beggar is happier than a sick king. Arthur Schopenhauer. Subchapter 1. Introduction. Health is the first and most important human need that determines a person's ability to work and ensures the harmonious development of the individual. It is the most important prerequisite for cognition of the world around us, for self-affirmation and happiness. The concept of health as a balance between humans and the environment, the unity of body and soul, and the natural origin of diseases was the basis of the perception of health in ancient Greece. Similar concepts existed in ancient Indian and Chinese medicine. Hippocrates linked health to environmental factors and lifestyle. He created the concept of positive health, which depended on a person's primary constitution, diet, and exercise. He believed that proper diet and exercise were essential for health. Hippocrates believed that seasonal changes have a significant impact on the human mind and body, causing respiratory diseases in winter and digestive diseases in summer. The World Health Organization offers the following definition of health. Health is not merely the absence of disease or infirmity, but a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being. The enjoyment of the highest attainable standard of health is a fundamental right of every human being, regardless of race, religion, political beliefs, economic or social status. Another definition of health is a harmonious unity of biological, psychological, and social qualities that are caused by innate and acquired biological and social influences. The relative stability of the bio-ecosystem and the sustainability of resources are considered important predictors of health, the presence of which allows each person to realize their health potential. Aims. Through this chapter, students will enhance their attitudes, knowledge, and skills in exploring cultural perspectives. Analyze how cultural beliefs, practices, and values influence attitudes towards health, illness, and healthcare decision making across different populations. Defining key concepts. Clarify terms related to cultural factors in health, such as cultural competence, health belief model, and cultural relativism, to provide a foundational understanding of the topic. Identifying cultural barriers. Recognize cultural barriers that may affect patient medical staff interactions and health outcomes, including language differences, traditional health practices, and stigma associated with certain illnesses. Emphasizing cultural sensitivity. Highlight the importance of cultural sensitivity and awareness in delivering effective healthcare, fostering trust, and improving patient engagement and adherence to treatment. Learning outcomes. By the end of this chapter, readers will be able to understand cultural influences. Describe how cultural factors shape perceptions, beliefs, and attitudes toward health and illness, and how these can vary across different populations. Define key terms. Accurately define essential terms such as cultural competence, health disparities, health belief model, factors on which health depends, levels of health, body perception, body culture, mental health, and perception of illness to enhance understanding of the chapter's content. Identify cultural barriers. Recognize specific cultural barriers that may affect individuals' access to healthcare, interactions with healthcare providers, and overall health outcomes. Apply cultural insights. Explain how to apply insights gained from understanding cultural factors to develop culturally sensitive healthcare practices that respect and accommodate diverse patient needs. Subchapter 2. The concept of health and illness in different cultures. Factors on which health depends. Biological and physical factors, genetic and biochemical indicators, physical and motor capabilities, anatomical and functional features of each organ, system, and organism as a whole, the ability of the body to fully perform its biological and social functions. Maintaining physical health depends on, first and foremost, a healthy and active lifestyle, sleep hygiene, quality nutrition, etc. Psychological factors, feelings, emotions, personality traits, energy and vitality levels, temperament, self-esteem, resilience, and motivation. Psychological health means the ability to cope with stress, adequate self-esteem, emotional management, good immunity, and responsibility. Each of these aspects can have an impact on mental and overall well-being. Psychological self-care can improve balance and resilience to stressful situations. Social and economic factors, education, work environment, financial status, self-sufficiency, and leisure and recreation. Interaction with the world and the environment, as well as social relationships, affect well-being and health in general. Spiritual factors are an important part of health and can be understood beyond the classical definition of religion. It is a sense of being part of something more holistic. This can be experienced through connection with nature, religion, or cultural traditions. Human consciousness, mentality, life self-identification, attitude to the meaning of life, assessment of the realization of one's abilities and capabilities in the context of one's own ideals and worldview. All this determines the state of spiritual health of an individual. The interconnection of these components and their mutual influence form the overall state of health. The overall balance helps to increase resilience and the ability to respond to adverse factors. Well-being encompasses various aspects of human life. Physical well-being is good physical health, energy, vigor, and the ability to withstand physical activity. Psychological well-being is the emotional, intellectual, and spiritual well-being, the ability to learn and enjoy learning, the ability to analyze problems and make informed decisions. Emotional well-being is the ability to understand feelings, the ability to overcome setbacks, and manage stress. Spiritual well-being is the awareness of one's purpose and meaning in life, the perception of universal values, and involvement in the cultural heritage of one's nation, society, and humanity. Social well-being is satisfaction with the social status and quality of relationships with others, the ability to communicate and interact effectively with people. It depends on economic factors, relationships with the structural units of society, family, organizations through which social ties take place. Levels of health. The human health environment system defines three interrelated levels of health: public, group, and individual. The first level is public health, which characterizes the state of health of the population as a whole and reveals an integral system of material and spiritual relations that exist in society. The second level is group health, which is determined by the specifics of the life activities of people in a given labor or family group and the immediate environment in which its members live. The third level is the individual level of health, which is formed both in the conditions of the whole society and the group, and on the basis of the physiological and mental characteristics of the individual and the unique lifestyle that each person leads. Health levels of an individual are dynamic states. There are intermediate stages between the theoretical concept of complete health and disease, absolutely healthy, a state of the body in which all organs and systems function perfectly. Practically healthy, the body maintains all indicators within the physiological norm. It is able to withstand significant loads and, due to internal reserves, quickly adapts to changes in the environment. Maladjustment. It's a psychological or physical process characterized by a violation of a person's ability to effectively adapt to external environmental conditions, social or personal situations. Maladaptation occurs in response to various stressors or life changes when it is not possible to develop or maintain coping strategies necessary to maintain mental balance and successful interaction with the environment. A condition in which, due to prolonged exposure to adverse factors, the body's self-regulatory system is disrupted, toxic substances accumulate, and the activity of the immune system decreases. Pre-disease is a transition from health to disease. When maladaptive changes accumulate in the human body, immunodeficiency occurs, and metabolism is disturbed. At this stage, the pain threshold decreases, fatigue and the risk of disease increase. In this state, the body spends energy not on creative work, but on preserving life. In this state, it is possible to restore a higher level of health, as a rule, by mobilizing the adaptive capacities of the body itself. Disease is a disorder of the body's vital functions under the influence of harmful stimuli of the external or internal environment, which reduces the adaptability of the human body to the environment and at the same time mobilizes its defenses. Disease is usually defined as any harmful deviation from the normal structural or functional state of the body associated with specific signs and symptoms. This deviation disrupts the delicate physiological balance, or homeostasis, of the body. Understanding the underlying factors of the disease is vital for effective diagnosis, treatment, and prevention. Etiology, the first component, describes the causes of a disease, which can be biological, environmental, or genetic. Recognizing these causes is essential for appropriate treatment and preventive measures. Pathogenesis, the second component, includes the sequence of events that lead to the development of the disease, with a focus on the interplay between genetic predisposition, environmental exposure, and immune responses. The health of the population is assessed by three indicators. The first is the infant mortality rate, the second is the number of working days missed due to illness, and the third is life expectancy. According to WHO estimates, the impact of medicine on these indicators does not exceed 10%. The impact of heredity is 20%. The impact of the environment is 19%. And the lifestyle is of the greatest importance, 51%. Some of these factors can be fully influenced by humans. Others, only partially, and the rest we have no influence on. Achieving good health is closely linked to individual health components and depends on many factors. The relationship between culture and health is complex and multifaceted, as cultural factors influence the way individuals perceive health, illness, and well-being. Cultural beliefs, practices, and values shape behaviors related to health maintenance, prevention, and treatment, highlighting the importance of understanding how cultural contexts affect health outcomes and medical practices. Figure 13 presents a diagram of the interconnections between culture and health. It shows how culture influences lifestyle and behavior, including diet, physical activity, health-related behaviors, and stress coping, and attitudes and beliefs, such as definitions of health, attribution of disease, attitudes toward treatment, focus of control, help-seeking, and social support. These cultural factors shape health and illness, which are also affected by environmental conditions, such as temperature, climate, and sanitation, and by the healthcare system, including quality of care, system organization, and insurance. Subchapter 3. Body perception. Body image is a person's perceptions, thoughts, and feelings about their body and appearance. It is a multidimensional concept that includes body satisfaction and dissatisfaction, body size assessment, and emotional attitudes towards one's body. Appraisal refers to how satisfied or dissatisfied a person is with their body. Investment refers to the cognitive, behavioral, and emotional aspects that are crucial for the perception of body image in everyday life. Negative self-esteem of physical appearance or body dissatisfaction is correlated with a number of mental health disorders, including low self-esteem, depression, and eating disorders. Cultural norms and expectations have a significant impact on individual perceptions of body image and its relationship to mental health. The complex relationship between cultural differences, body image, and mental health extends beyond the individual to the societal level. Social consequences can include emotional distress, unhealthy lifestyles, and the significant economic burden of attempts to change appearance. The body is not just a living organism. It is shaped by social expectations and represents a socially constructed phenomenon, subject to certain societal norms that focus on cultural determinants of body image. Culturally adapted interventions have been shown to be effective in improving body image and mental well-being. It is essential to understand body perception through the lens of culture. Appreciating the differences in body image perception between cultures and linking culture with somatics is crucial for addressing issues related to promoting mental well-being. Despite advances in understanding the relationship between culture and body image, many aspects remain to be explored, especially in terms of a more holistic understanding of the impact of culture on body image. By examining beauty ideals, cultural expectations, internationalization, the consequences of body dissatisfaction, and the requirements for culturally sensitive interventions, an attempt has been made to explore and understand the influence and manifestations of cultural determinants such as societal norms, traditional values and beauty standards on body image perceptions. A systematic search in the scientific databases, PubMed, Scopus, and Web of Science revealed peculiarities of body image perception depending on the country of residence. Regardless of cultural background, there is a universal trend among young people. For example, people aged 18 to 25 years were more concerned about their body image. Adolescents also demonstrate a marked vulnerability to body image issues, which is exacerbated by the cultural and social environment in which they live. Gender also plays a significant role in vulnerability to body image issues. Women in different cultures and countries show a greater tendency to be dissatisfied with their bodies than male. This gender difference is particularly evident in studies of adolescent girls. An analysis of the literature has shown that body image issues are not limited to women. Research indicates a growing concern about body image among male adolescents. Body image acceptance issues affect people worldwide. For example, studies conducted in Japan, Finland, Argentina, Brazil, the United States, Thailand, and African and Arab countries show that cultural norms and societal expectations have a significant impact on body image perceptions in these diverse settings. Members of minority and ethnic groups face unique challenges in body image perception. Research shows that adolescents from certain ethnic groups, such as Indo-Trinidadians and Afro-Trinidadians, show varying degrees of body image concerns. American adolescents had more negative stereotypes about obesity than Chinese adolescents, mediated by weight attribution and the idealization of thinness. In the United States and European countries, there is an increased prevalence of anorexia nervosa and bulimia nervosa, which is often associated with the internalization of thin ideals. This was particularly evident in studies focusing on American and British populations. Body culture is the tradition of body care in various cultures, from tribal rituals and hygiene practices of the ancient world to modern counterparts. This includes hairstyles and tattoos, which were of great importance in ancient times, and ritual movements that later became the basis of body education. It is also worth noting that ethno-national communities have their own body culture. These cultural practices focus on the human body in order to transform human subjectivity. The perception of the body can be different for each person. Culture and co-culture as influence behavior, values, beliefs, thought patterns, and perceptions of the environment. Therefore, cultural and co-cultural memberships based on nationality, race, gender, sexual orientation, class, ability, and age influence perceptions. During the socialization process, there is an internalization of beliefs, attitudes, and values that are shared within the dominant culture and our co-cultural groups. The schemas held by group members can be similar or very different. Subchapter 4. The influence of culture on shaping beliefs about mental health. Cultural beliefs can have a significant impact on mental health and on people's access to care. Members of racial and ethnic minorities with mental health problems are less likely to receive an early diagnosis due to cultural stigma and societal factors. Cultural influences and stigma can prevent people with mental health problems from openly discussing their difficulties and seeking professional help. Unlike physical symptoms, signs of a mental disorder are usually harder to recognize and are often mistaken for random personality changes. Cultural stigma can make it even harder for people to describe their symptoms and problems to family and friends. Living in an environment that discourages the discussion of mental health issues can lead to self-stigmatization and feelings of internal shame or guilt. Facing mental health problems without a support system is an isolating experience. In such circumstances, a person may perceive their mental health problems as a personal failure, leading to low self-esteem and worsening symptoms. Overcoming cultural taboos is an important step towards providing quality mental health services to people and changing cultural norms. Lack of cultural competence can lead to ineffective communication, inaccurate diagnoses, and inadequate treatment plans. When people seek mental health support, they expect help and understanding of their specific problems. Healthcare providers should consider the social and cultural factors related to people's issues, focusing on diversity and ensuring appropriate resources for individuals from different cultural backgrounds. Culture can shape how people perceive and report symptoms. For example, Some cultures may perceive symptoms of mental health disorders as a sign of weakness or moral failure, and they may be less likely to seek help or report these symptoms. In contrast, other cultures may prioritize mental health and see seeking help as a sign of strength. There are also differences in the meaning of illness and whether illness is real or imagined. Some examples illustrating how different cultures may perceive and report symptoms of mental health disorders. 1. Western cultures. Perception: mental health issues, such as depression or anxiety, are often viewed as medical conditions that require professional help. Seeking therapy or counseling is seen as a proactive step toward wellness. Reporting. Individuals in these cultures may be more likely to openly discuss their mental health struggles with friends, family, and healthcare providers, and they might seek support from mental health professionals without stigma. 2. East Asian cultures. Perception. Mental health issues may be seen as a cause for shame or weakness. There is a cultural emphasis on maintaining harmony and face, which might discourage individuals from acknowledging mental health problems. Reporting. People might minimize or avoid discussing their symptoms due to fear of social stigma, leading to underreporting or seeking alternative forms of support, such as family guidance or traditional medicine, rather than professional mental health services. 3. South Asian cultures. Perception. In some communities, mental health issues can be interpreted as a result of supernatural forces or a lack of faith. There may be a cultural narrative that associates mental health problems with bad luck or karma. Reporting. Some individuals may turn to spiritual or religious leaders for assistance instead of mental health professionals, viewing mental health issues through a spiritual lens rather than a medical one. 4. Latin American cultures. Perception. In many cultures within Latin America, the concept of familismo emphasizes family loyalty and support. Mental health symptoms may be viewed as a collective family issue rather than an individual one. Reporting. Individuals may discuss their symptoms within family contexts and may rely on family members for support, potentially leading to less engagement with formal mental health services. 5. Native American cultures. Perception. Mental health may be understood through the lens of a communal relationship with nature, spirituality, and holistic health. Mental health issues can be seen as a disruption of one's connection to community and culture. Reporting. Individuals may prefer to seek help from traditional healers or participate in community rituals rather than accessing mainstream medical services. 6. UK. Perception. In the UK, mental health issues are increasingly recognized, but stigma still exists. Conditions like depression may be viewed as a personal weakness, and there can be reluctance to seek help because of fear of being judged. Reporting. Many individuals may initially discuss their symptoms with family or friends before approaching mental health services, often using informal language to describe their feelings. 7. Poland. Perception. In Poland, there is traditionally less awareness and acceptance of mental health issues. Disorders like depression or anxiety are sometimes associated with personal failure or viewed negatively within the community. Reporting. People may delay seeking help until symptoms become severe, often reporting physical symptoms rather than emotional distress when they do visit healthcare providers. 8. Norway. Perception. In Norway, there is a more open discussion around mental health, but there can still be cultural expectations surrounding self-reliance, which may lead individuals to downplay their struggles. Otrison, reporting. Individuals might prefer talking about their experiences in the context of personal growth or resilience, rather than framing it as a disorder. 9. Spain. Perception. In Spain, there is a blend of traditional beliefs and modern understanding of mental health. Symptoms might be seen as a result of familial pressures or societal expectations. Reporting. Individuals may be more inclined to speak about their mental health issues within family settings first and may seek out informal support from friends or family before seeing a professional. 10. Italy. Perception. Italian cultural context often emphasizes familial support, and mental health issues might be viewed within the context of family dynamics. Seeking help may be discouraged if it is perceived as bringing shame to the family. Reporting. Symptoms are often discussed more openly within the family unit, and individuals might use vague terms to describe feelings rather than directly naming a mental health condition. General insight: the reliance on family support can delay professional help, as individuals may first seek understanding and assistance from relatives. Disease and health are two concepts inherent in every culture. A deeper understanding of the prevalence and distribution of health and disease in a society requires an integrated approach that combines biological and medical knowledge with sociological and anthropological concerns. From an anthropological perspective, health is linked to political and economic factors that govern human relationships, shape social behaviors, and influence collective experiences. Culture determines the socio-epidemiological distribution of diseases in two ways. From a local perspective, culture shapes people's behavior and makes them more susceptible to certain diseases. From a global perspective, political and economic forces and cultural practices encourage people to behave in certain ways towards the environment. People's daily actions and behaviors are shaped by culture, which makes social behaviors more homogeneous. People act according to a specific health culture, sharing fundamental principles that help them integrate into communities. Social acceptance is based on respecting these principles and passing them on to others. Final reflection: cultural determinants of health and the empower, by Malgorzata Shkoop. This chapter illustrates how cultural factors shape perceptions of health, illness, the body, and well-being, aligning closely with the principles of the empower model, particularly in the areas of multiculturalism, wellness, professionalism, and education resources. The chapter emphasizes the importance of spiritual, psychological, and social aspects of health, framing health as a multidimensional concept influenced by cultural beliefs, social norms, and individual perceptions. This holistic view supports Empower's goal of promoting personalized, culturally responsive healthcare, where cultural competence and humility are foundational values. By exploring diverse cultural understandings of health and illness, levels of health and body and mental health perceptions, the chapter reinforces the multiculturalism pillar. It encourages practitioners to recognize and respect the variety of health, related worldviews across populations. It also promotes reflective professional practice, highlighting the need to integrate cultural awareness into diagnosis, communication, and treatment, fully aligned with Empower's emphasis on empathetic, ethical, and skilled professionalism. In summary, this chapter offers a strong theoretical and practical foundation for building cultural competence in line with the Empower model. Effective and equitable healthcare requires deep awareness of cultural influences on health and illness.